I feel the need to explain during our crosstalk with Steve Bertrand.
Which is always the best part of the day, let me just tell you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. During our crosstalk with Steve Bertrand, he mentioned Winchester Cathedral, and you seemed confused.
I did.
And the reason is that on Friday's show, you were not here, so Harry Tynowitz played the role of you.
How'd he do?
He's like Johnny Bravo. He fit the suit, so we brought Harry in. Well, that sounded awful,
didn't
it?
That was kind of bad.
That sounded awful. I don't know.
God,
Jasmine, why did you tell me to say that? That wasn't nice. Jasmine said she gave me $5 to say that. So Harry Tynowitz filled in, and we talked about the song Winchester Cathedral, and here's why.
How did that come up?
We were playing some song coming out of a break, and it was a song that I remember liking the first time I heard, and then after the first time, I'm like, oh, I don't like that song anymore. But with Winchester Cathedral, I brought it up because back when I was making mixtapes, this is a thing that I don't know. Do kids make mixtapes anymore? There's no reason for it now, right?
Now they have like a playlist on their device.
Right.
They make
playlists.
They play
it at random,
yeah.
Which is better, right? So I was doing a series of playlists. I was probably a sophomore or a junior
mixtapes.
In high school. Yeah.
Not playlists.
Playlists, mixtapes. So I'm making a mixtape. And putting together all my favorite songs, I'd go to Hegwisch Records and I'd buy all these 45s. And then in my head, I would formulate a running order that would make sense. And I told Harry, because everything is a baseball analogy to me, when you're drawing up a lineup for your mixtape, you want to structure it like a baseball lineup. You want a leadoff song that's got some juice to it that you go, oh,
some
yeah,
here's
some song. Now we're talking music. And then your number two song is to just establish some sort of a base. I got a guy on. I got to move him over to second, make it all work. Then your third and your fourth song are your best songs, you know, right? So I said at some point I had Winchester Cathedral in the number three slot on one of my mixtapes. And at the time I'm like, this is magic. This is just beautiful. And then at some point in my life when that song came on, I went, what was I thinking? Why would I want this song on a mixtape?
I don't know if I remember the song.
Winchester, here it is.
A Vodio Do?
Yeah. This was coming out of More Than a Feeling by Boston.
Why?
I went right from More Than a Feeling by Boston into Winchester Cathedral. And that's the day I lost my license to make mixtapes. The FCC came to my house and knocked down the door and went upstairs where I was making mixtapes and just hauled me off.
I would like to hear you from now on talk with this underneath you all the time because I like it.
Always be on.
Can I tell you, I didn't know you then, but I know you pretty well now.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I'm thinking you enjoyed this so much, is it almost sounds very Laugh-In-y.
At the time, it reminded me, the Beatles have a whole bunch of songs that are like this.
Not one.
Not, well.
No.
You know the song Martha, My Dear, or Your Mother Should Know? You know those songs?
It's not like this.
It's not like this.
You can't even compare.
But the Beatles have three or four songs that are like throwback. Like if you play Your Mother Should Know by the Beatles, it's this same flavor of going back in time, which I liked, and I still like, but not this.
This now, is going back to a different time than Your Mother Should Know.
This is going back. Well,
no, there is no connection.
1920s, no. Right? The 1920s, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, John Mulaney should have this. This is
right.
Walk-up music.
Right.
Say.
Right. Now, here's the sad part of the story. I told this expecting people to support me and say, yeah, what a horrible bit of music that is. Who made you put that on your mixtape? Because they should be in prison. But everybody with one or two exceptions...
How is this in any way?
You don't see a line of correlation? It's almost the same. It's the same 1920s style.
There is a big difference between.
Oh, that is way better than Winchester Cathedral. Way better. But it's
Bodio Do.
Yeah, I know. All these people texted in supporting that song, supporting Winchester Cathedral, saying, oh, I love that song. That's a great song. That's a song. No, it's, I mean, it is a song, but it's not a good song.
That's
but I loved it. When I was, for a while, I loved it. You know what other song is like that? Remember the song Back When My Hair Was Short by Gun Hill Road? All right, so that is on, that's in my current.
That's a great song, Bill.
I love that song, but my daughters would tell you that they had that same, like when they were really little and that song would come on, they loved it. And then after a while, they're like, why is this song on? Well, because it's in my my iPod.
Listen, kids today are way less nostalgic than we are.
I know.
I mean, 100%.
Well, I know. But you know the song, right? That's still a good, that still holds up.
I'm going to let you in on my little song.
Oh, yeah. Can't we get like a YouTube Red so I don't have to go through these stupid commercials?
No. Mm-mm. This is beautiful.
I didn't know Gun Hill Road. Boy, you out DJ'd me.
Thank
1973.
Yeah. Back when my hair was short, I was a Y-some sport.
I was a Y-some sport.
What's a Y-some sport?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is, but he was a Y-some sport. It's got, look at it, it's got Playboys in it. It's got all kinds of fun stuff, like Playboys. This is still a pretty good song. I stand by this one.
Back when my hair was short, I met some friends in college.
This is a great song.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very different song from the Winchester Cathedral. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is like,
this
you
is
know,
like
Gold Diggers.
Well,
again, I bring up Gold Diggers involving you.
2 days in a row. This is the kind of song that would be in the background of a Peter Sellers movie from 1965, right?
Yeah, and I get what you're saying with the kind of microphone sound.
Yeah. Yeah, but even the flavor of those kind of flappery 1920s era, believe me, I'm not saying that the Beatles are on par with that band. Who, I don't even know who did Winchester Cathedral. This is really pretty.
And the other one is not pretty.
No, no. And you know Martha, My Dear, right? That's got the same feel that this has, which is a very retro. Here's something from 100 years ago, although when it was written, it was only 50 years ago, or 40 years ago.
Yeah, I just, I don't see the connection with Winchester Cathedral and...
See, this is, look, listen, if you just heard this, you would go, oh, the antique lady's coming by for tea.
I actually don't hear throwback.
With this?
I never thought of it.
No?
I mean, I guess I do now, but I never thought of it.
That's all 1920s.
It's an orchestra. I mean, I'm not thinking 20s at all.
If you read the note, if you read Paul McCartney's liner notes for this, he says it's another throwback song. It's another Beatles throwback song.
I believe you. I'm just saying what I'm hearing.
It doesn't register to you?
No, it doesn't take me back to the 20s.
Where are you when you hear that song? When you hear that music, what era are you in?
I don't have an era. I just,
no?
It's an orchestra, and it's, I'm just thinking a nice little acoustic kind of orchestral thing. I'm not thinking era,
no.
Really.
It's so, it's right in the heart of the 20s.
Really?
Yeah, the style is all 20s.
Don't forget me.
I guess maybe a Victorian garden, and I'm going to get some tea.
That, now you're talking.
Big hats.
Yes.
A man with a cane.
Yes.
And there's Martha the sheepdog running up.
This album originally came with a top hat and a cane. When you would get the album, it was vacuum sealed in the jacket.
Vacuum sealed.
Yes. Yes.
I did not think era. I
no?
just thought there's a cool Beatles song.
They had a couple of songs. It was almost entirely McCartney. John Lennon, although he knew the 20s existed, he wasn't shooting for that in his music. But McCartney had this very huge fondness for that era. Which is so strange, because at the time, he was in his 20s. Why was he thinking about the 1920s?
Because this song inspired him.
I bet he was inspired by Winchester Cathedral.
When did this come out?
This had to be early 60s, right?
Yes. I vaguely, I don't even really remember this song.
I would like to.
Hit?
Here's what I'm going to do on Saturday, Wendy. I'm going to attend a rave, and I'm going to bring that song. I'm going to play it right in the heart of the rave and see how the kids react. I bet they love it. They'll all start dancing with Charleston.
This song reminds me of it,
too. Oh, huge.
And this I loved, but
gigantic.
I didn't think 1920s for Mungo Jerry.
Yeah. That's when half the guys out there in the 20s were named Mungo. Huge name.
That was the John of the era?
Yeah. John was phased in the 30s.
I think of San Francisco or just some kind of beach music where they're just sitting playing outdoor. I'm not thinking, right. You're thinking 20s here too?
For this? No, this has a bigger span. This has a bigger wingspan. I mean, it's got a throwback sound, no question, but I wouldn't place this one in the 20s. I'd place it back, but not in the 20s.
It's a throwback sound from now, but I don't recall it was a throwback.
Originally when it came out?
Yeah, I just thought it was cool. And Mungo Jerry had like the coolest sideburns in all the land.
Yeah. Yes. I can't argue that.
Pork chops? This was a pork roast. So
big. Has there been a song or songs that when you first hear, you go, this forever, I will love this song, and then at some point you go, oh God, what was I thinking? Why did I think this song was good?
No, I typically,
nothing?
If I like a song, I stay liking it probably for
it
the rest
change
of my
at
life.
All. Yeah.
Joe wants to talk about songs. Joe has called us at 312-235-2525. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing this afternoon?
We're good, Joe. What's up?
Excellent. Hey, Bill, I think the song you might be looking for that nails it by the Beatles is called Honey Pie.
Oh, off yes. Of the West. Yes.
It starts out with kind of a megaphone sound. Not wild honey pie, but regular honey pie.
Yeah, and that's another McCartney one, right?
It is, and that nails it, that soul megaphone kind of thing.
Oh,
no,
you're right.
Kind of
that's the best example. Yeah, that has an absolute...
Girl,
listen.
North of England Way.
This is 20s and kind of bad.
Oh,
now she's hit the big time.
You can listen with us, Joe, if you want.
In the USA.
Yeah, this is totally 20s.
When does it get good?
She could only hear me.
Joe, I'm sorry you had
Joe,
to hear
is this
that.
One of your favorite songs? Let's be honest. It's no Piggies.
You know, no, it's definitely not Piggies. This never inspired Manson to do anything. I thought that was the tipping, because that to me is the sound that you're looking for.
That's the best example.
This
you're
is
right.
a great example.
You guys, good day.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Take care, Joe.
It's not bad. I see, this is like, this is where I get into my Beatles Stones thing. Mm. I love the Beatles, and the Beatles, it was pointed out to me when you think of how many songs and hits came out of a shorter time. Like, the Stones are still together.
Right.
It's impressive, and they're great, but they... I guess they experimented a little on this, but it didn't rock as hard to me as like the Rolling Stones. I think that's honestly what the difference is. You can't really compare them because they're two different things.
Well, I respect people.
There's room for both.
Yeah, there's absolutely room for both.
I think I've learned that just now with this bad
now?
Paul McCartney song.
I think of the two, if you were scoring them solely on who took more chances, I think you'd have to give the nod to the Beatles. You know, there's different sounds. Depending
different sounds
on
the Stones, too. Like blues, and there's
are,
just some really bizarre stuff.
But wouldn't you agree, though, that with the Rolling Stones, those sounds came over a period of time? The Beatles, because their time span was so short, like every album brought a new flavor of the Beatles. With the Rolling Stones, a lot of times there were three albums that were... similar but different in a row, two or three or four sometimes, and then they would try to reinvent themselves a little bit.
I don't know if I agree with that. But again, when you add the short time stamp on this,
people don't realize the Beatles were only a band for 6 days, which is a very short... We think, oh, it must have been decades. No, it was less than a week. It was 6 days from Ed Sullivan to Yoko ruining it all. Thank
I
you,
still
Yoko.
Do not blame her. And, you know, listening
I
to
do.
Paul, you really do?
Yes. I blame every band that breaks up. I blame on Yoko Ono.
I know you do that now.
Those guys that left Sha Na Na earlier, you know why? Because of Yoko Ono.
Paul was like, you know, I just, there was just on Access TV, I don't know if you get it, but they had a great Paul McCartney concert.
Yeah.
Any musical taste you have is on this channel. Hmm. And he's great, but he's the poppy Beatle, you know?
Oh, without question.
And then John went...
He had the edge.
But so did George, went somewhere else too. Ringo just is a fun guy, just like a mushroom.
Wait, how is Ringo?
A fun guy.
Oh, a fun guy. Like, all right. Yeah, I guess he is.
And Ringo looks fantastic.
Doesn't he?
He's touring again. He put out a new album last year, I think, and it's cute. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my God, that's awesome. But it's...
Advice to Ringo, I don't know that I would do You're 16, You're Beautiful, and You're Mine anymore.
I don't think he does that.
I put that one on the shelf for a while just to be safe.
Yeah, I think that's been dropped.
All right, good. Good career move, Ringo. This is the part in the show where I give the Beatles career advice. Very popular.
And I mean, I know everybody said it, but I'm just shocked that Mick is the one who has the heart valve issue and not...
Yeah.
Keith is just... Nothing's going to ever happen to him.
Wow. He's like Nosferatu.
Yeah. He is. He's really looking pretty rough right now.
I know.
Still with the crazy hair, but it's not as much as before.
He always looks like he just woke up. Whenever you see him, it's like, did you just wake up?
Too.
I know.
But now it's way different.
Did we just wake you up? Nah, I've been up for hours, mate. Oh, because you look like you just woke up. No, I've been up. All right.
But I just, you know, you can't have the Beatles Stones argument. I just learned this today. You just can't. There are two completely different entities.
Right. Right.
They're both great, and they both really helped pave the way for what? I don't know. I need rock and roll to come back.
They said soon.
Yeah.
They said very soon.
I know Greta Van Fleet is like everybody's banking on them to bring rock and roll back. And
I put down Greta Van Susteren. Oh, I got to hold on. Hold on, Wendy. I got to cross that out.
You're going to have to change the name of your band, which was Greta Van Susteren. Right. They're okay. They're interesting. Let's just say,
yeah,
they sound a little bit Rush, a little bit Zeppelin, unique rock and roll, crazy costumes. And everybody's raving about them. And
are they calling them the new Beatles? Cause that's the Kiss of Death.
No, they're like the Zeppelin.
They're calling them
more like, you know, Zeppelin Revisited.
What'd you think of the guy that was on Saturday Night Live this past weekend?
That was the worst piece of crap I have ever heard in my life.
I was not a fan either.
I can't remember his name.
He was going very psychedelic.
But in a Christopher Cross kind of way, it was really, really unappealing to me.
I gave him a second chance. Like, I listened to the first song, like the first few minutes, and I go, maybe on a second song, and that one got even less playtime for me.
I didn't know anything about him, and my son Michael is a musician, and he pretty much likes blues and traditional rock and roll, but he's more hip than I am. I don't know what's out there. I'm sure your girls know a lot more current stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I can't. What was his name? Does somebody?
If I heard it, I would know it, but I don't know it off.
Last week's musical guest on
Saturday Night Live.
Tame Impala.
Yeah, that did not work for me.
No, and Michael said that he used to be a guy who would make this electronic kind of like rave music and then switched a little bit to this psychedelic, but it was like psychedelic meets Christopher Cross meets rave. It was unappealing. I didn't think he had a great voice.
Yeah.
I did like the light show on stage. I thought that was the coolest ever.
It fit the music. I'll give it that. It was
in
keeping
cool
with the music you were hearing, but
Tame Impala.
I thought I was watching Hullabaloo.
Kids these days, and their
with their
music.
Loud music,
with
and their long
it
hair,
wasn't loud.
And you know they don't have a catchy beat like they used to.
They
you know,
need
they need
beat,
a catchy
Ryan.
Beat.
No, you're
yeah.
right. I'm with you.
And did you notice? For a while, it was just keyboards. I think he played a guitar for a second.
Yeah,
but it was just like three different keyboards and like weird. I don't know. It was very lame.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
And there are people who like Tame Impala and Australian psychedelic.
Oh, I didn't know he was Australian. Now I do like him.
But they put psychedelic rock, psychedelic pop, neo-psychedelia, synth pop. I'd only go synth pop on that.
Right.
That was bad.
Yeah, I didn't think good. It worked.
And Greta Van Fleet, when they were on SNL, did not wow me either.
Yeah.
Jimmy Mack went to see him at the Chicago Theater. They had three, like, sold-out shows. Again, they're the new Zeppelin. They're breathing life back into rock and roll. They're young. They're, like, the early 20, like, maybe 19 through 23. Two of them are brothers. But I'd like to see where they are in, like, 5 years
right.
from now. They're not bad.
Sometimes those bands come out of the chute and it's all hype and talk. Look at Hanson.
Mbop.
Yes. Great example. All right. We will take a break and then Ryan will give us the news. And then Wendy and I will sing our favorite Hanson songs. We do this every Tuesday.
I only have one.
What's your favorite K-pop song? That's what I want to know.
Oh, they're in trouble.
What's that? Who's K-pop?
That's Korean pop music.
Oh, Wendy. I know what that is.
Wendy.
I thought it was an actual band. That's a genre.
Well, there's this.
Oh, it is. K-pop's like the NSYNC of.
I thought there was
the Eastern world.
Yeah,
that's a band, or
well, there's a band that actually is going to sell out Soldier Field this summer here. What are they called? Come on, you know it. No, don't look at me like that.
Okay, so K-pop is a genre. I'm right.
Boiler.
No, it's like called BTK or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Jasmine, you don't know any of this stuff. Come on, help us. We sound old.
I am not as young as you think I am.
Jasmine's too smart for this nonsense. She's way too smart. But who are the guys? There's some Japanese band that's in a lot of trouble because they were videotaping themselves with girls and putting up on a website.
You can't do that anymore?
No, Ryan, you got to stop doing that. That needs to stop today. Did you see the memo? We got a memo from corporate.
Girls and boys,
today's
different videos.
Yes.
Separate videos at all times.
But a bunch of guys in the band were on this website where you post videos of you with women without their consent, and they got in a lot of trouble for that. Also, those guys all look much younger than they... Like, the one guy that just got in trouble is 30. I thought he was 18.
Yeah.
He looks very young. He's like 30.
But K-pop is a genre. It's not a name of a band.
But I'm trying to think what the name of the band who's playing Soldier Field. Who's going
to
sell it out?
Google, it is BTS.
BTS. Yeah. And they sing in English.
Big Time Sucks.
Big Time Sucks is what that stands for?
I don't know what it's...
But they sing in English, I guess. That's kind of the big thing.
Are they the NSYNC of the K-pop world?
Yeah, but I think there are like 100 of them.
Really?
Though they're interchangeable members?
I think there are a lot of
really?
Them.
Really?
Is it just
Jays?
Five? Or?
BTS?
Right.
Big Time Synth, Big Time...
Ryan, can you answer this for me? The Bay City Rollers are still really popular, right?
No.
No.
Oh. All right. Because that's another band. I was saying earlier, anytime a band gets the title... That's the next Beatles.
Yes, the next Beatles.
Fizzle, 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 fizzle.
Yeah, that's a hard...
Oh, BTS, right? They're dolls. They are so cute. Actually, Mattel unveils new BTS doll collection.
They are actually dolls.
Yeah, but they're really cute.
Are they pretty adorbs?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might be into K-pop.
Those are actual size, by the way, Wendy.
You know, I had never heard of them before, and I've been told by multiple people that they will have no problem selling out Soldier Field.
Really?
Is it one show, two shows? I can't even remember, but I mean, their following is supposed to be insane.
All the little girls love the K-pop, and you guys sound old. Yeah,
yeah,
no kidding.
We know.
Whatever.
That's fine.
Does it have a catchy beat, though?
That's
what
we
I want.
Ryan, just that's all
something,
we want.
You know, I want to understand what it is they're saying.
Right.
You know, because sometimes they talk too fast.
Yeah,
I can't keep up.
No, I'm with you. All right.
All right,
we'll
you sound older than we do.
Old Ryan will give you the news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I love them. This is BTS.
Yep.
It's Idol.
Are you getting tickets? Are you going to see them?
I don't think it's available.
Wendy, tickets just sold out while we were talking about them.
There are like 2, 4, 6, 8, 9-ish, 10 of them. Something.
I think there's 10. Yeah, that sounds right. I've seen them on the TV.
I love them.
There's got to be like an alpha male out of them, right? There's got to be a leader, a top dog out of them.
Seems like. Yeah.
Like they're Justin Timberlake.
They're going to last forever. I think we know this. If we've learned anything from New Kids on the Block, they're going to last forever.
Well, they can swap out guys, right? As one guy gets too old to be in the band, they just bring in a guy from the farm system, from Tacoma.
They will always be between 19 and 23 years old. The whole band will always be.
But I'm telling you, the one guy who just got in trouble, I think, is 30, but he looks really young.
Well, maybe that's why he got in trouble. Maybe he's too old.
No, he got in trouble for the videos. Can't be posting the videos.
Although I'm telling you, I have a saying that, well, a theory. Don't go out with a guy that has better makeup or hair than you do. They Solid. Are really good looking.
Yeah.
I want to be their oldest fan.
That's how they'll introduce you. They'll wheel you out at the show.
I don't need to be wheeled out.
I have a feeling there will be plenty of parents and grandparents at that concert. I don't think you would be the oldest.
Oh,
no one who goes to the show is old enough to drive there. It'll just be a line of station wagons in the parking lot to pick their kids up.
Oh, my gosh. I saw what... If you saw what Soldier Field looked like during Taylor Swift, I mean, that was...
I can't imagine.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was was I in high school or college? I must have been a freshman in college. I was going out with a girl who loved Wham, and we went to see Wham.
Who doesn't love Wham, right?
The Allstate. And there were no cars. As we're pulling up, there's no cars in the parking lot. And I go, we're here on the wrong night. No, we were just the only people there who could drive a car.
The bike rack was super full.
Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it. We wanted to talk about What's Hot, What's Cold, sponsored by American Weather Makers. Heating and cooling, the 60-Minute Men. This is a couple days old, but I've had time to digest this. Mm-hmm. There's a mom. She wrote a letter against Notre Dame students wearing leggings.
This is Notre Dame College or high school?
This is Notre Dame College.
Okay.
Mother's letter published in Notre Dame student newspaper urged the university's young women to stop wearing leggings. I can't say leggings. It sounds so weird to
me.
I've always called them leggings.
I think either is correct.
All right. Well, this letter to the editor was titled The Leggings Problem. It was printed in The Observer, the student newspaper for Notre Dame and neighboring schools, St. Mary's and Holy Cross. And there was a woman, Marianne White. She was talking about the tight-fitting garment that women in Catholic colleges wear. And she wrote that while attending Mass at Notre Dame's Basilica of the Sacred Heart during her last campus visit, mm-hmm. she and her son sat behind, quote, a group of young women, all wearing very snug-fitting leggings and all wearing short-waisted tops so that the lower body was uncovered except for the leggings. She described the young women as looking like the leggings had been painted on their blackly naked rear ends. Leggings are mostly black because black is slimming.
Mm-hmm.
They're very popular. People wear them. She said, she went on in this letter to the editor, I was ashamed for the young women at Mass. I thought of all of the other men around and behind us who couldn't help but see their behinds.
Mm.
It is, she implored the female students to cover their nakedness so that unsavory men wouldn't ogle them and upstanding men like her sons wouldn't be forced to avoid looking at their nether regions. Here's what she said. Leggings are so naked, so form-fitting, so exposing. Could you think of the mothers of the sons the next time you go shopping and consider choosing jeans instead? Let Notre Dame girls be the first to turn their backsides on leggings.
So
how dare she?
Is the nakedness she referring to... It's
you can see the
it's covered though.
Yeah, but you see
naked
the
means
direct
without clothing.
Right, but you can see like, you know,
they're very form fitting.
Right, so you can see the size and shape of their butt.
Yeah.
And you know, no two butts are the same.
Is that true?
It's like snowflakes.
Like snowflakes? I didn't know that. That's news to me.
But here is all right. Listen, anybody, I find it weird that they're wearing them to church, but again.
That does seem a little much.
But it's college campus.
Well, and it's important to say that these college students were in church, too. That probably.
Right. So you would not normally think that that'd be the place to wear these.
No, but I mean, the fact that they were there in church, the fact that they went to church, I guess, shouldn't she be, at least they're here?
Well, I guess, but I mean, listen, I don't dress up for church anymore. Our church is, it's Catholic, it's pretty lax. I mean, kids come sometimes in their soccer or Little League jerseys.
Right.
Because then they're going right to a game.
Right.
What are you smiling about? Because what flippant little remark are you going to say?
When they hand out communion, do they say "Booty of Christ"?
When lightning strikes, I want no part of this.
You can only make those jokes in Lent,
right?
God, you are really bringing me down. I should go to church 3 times a week now,
at least.
But I just think maybe you shouldn't wear the midriff tops to church. I don't know. That's just me. But again, You're right. They're
skin
there.
Skin to win, Wendy. Skin to win.
But this woman has absolutely... What year is this where she's saying women don't wear what you want to wear because, you know,
it's
men
tempting.
Will ogle you.
Right.
If I want to wear... a low-cut midriff or a low-cut top that shows the new trend, which is just the, you know, it's not cleavage anymore. They used to be pushed together.
Right.
Now it's like the space between them, like your sternum. If I want to wear something like that, I have the right to wear it. And
yes.
That doesn't mean people can come up and go, hey, how's it going? Or rip my shirt. You can,
right.
I can wear what I want. These girls can wear what they want. Teach your boys that, hey, there are going to be women out there. Respect mm-hmm. them.
Right.
What
do you think the son was like? Okay, Mom. Let it go.
Let the
ladies
don't
wear what they want to wear. All right.
I have to go to school here.
I know.
You're going home.
Well, now there's been a pushback, and they're like going leggings crazy at Notre Dame.
Yeah. Oh, that's the way they handle
it. Yeah, they posted pictures of themselves wearing leggings and the hashtag Leggings Day ND to protest the editorial.
Mm.
It is none of her. I am embarrassed for that mom, and you're right, her sons. There is no one that can say, don't wear that because you will tempt people.
Right. That's the most problematic part of this is the impetus, the onus, if you will, Wendy, is not on the girl to dress so that the boy isn't tempted. It should be on the boy. You know, that's the pressure is a girl is free to wear what she wants. Get your mind out of the gutter.
She said,
slime bucket.
I've thought about writing this letter for a long time. I waited, hoping that fashions would change and such a letter would be unnecessary. But that doesn't seem to be happening. I'm not trying to insult anyone or infringe upon anyone's rights.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I'm just a Catholic mother of four sons with a problem that only girls can solve, and their leggings.
Is this from Ryan Burrow's mother?
Wait a minute.
Mrs. Burrow. What? Hey.
She told me to stop wearing leggings a long time ago.
She
probably a good move.
She was absolutely right.
Yeah, probably a good move.
I am so embarrassed
for
this woman. Think yes.
Right, right. I do have to say, because it's church, they should probably dress slightly more appropriately.
I 100% agree.
But
if they don't,
right, then too bad.
If you don't,
you're in church to praise baby Jesus, not to be staring at the girls in front of you.
And, you know, maybe she has the problem if she can't keep her eyes off the behinds.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
Women check out other women. They always do. It's like, oh, those are great shoes.
Yes.
Oh, nice purse. Wow, those are nice looking leggings.
Yes.
I wonder what brand they are.
So shapely. Could you say that to if a girl wore leggings?
Say that to them.
Would
my thoughts.
You're not coveting
their
leggings.
No, I'm not coveting my neighbor's booty.
I'm pretty sure that is a sin.
No.
It's in the top 10. Original six,
and
one
or,
original
or ox
six.
Or donkey for that matter.
Right.
Can't do that. Can't cover
right.
that.
I right. just don't understand how she can think she
That's
can
infuriating.
Control. That really is making me really
Has
mad.
Has the church there made a statement about this, saying that we want anybody to come in regardless of what they're
no,
wearing?
I haven't
not.
Seen any.
You have to be relaxed if you're a church on a college campus, right? I mean, come as you are.
Right.
We're just glad to have you.
Right. Right. At our church, there was a time where everybody was very dressed up because it was church. And then I stopped going, but then I would still go. My mom would always say on Christmas, please go with me to my brother and I.
Mm-hmm.
So we would go, and I noticed there was a huge drop-off in like the time that I used to go where everybody was super dressed up. It got so incredibly casual.
Yeah.
And
ours
I thought, pretty casual.
Yeah, ours is pretty
it?
Casual, too.
Yeah. But you remember when you were a kid, when you went to church, everybody really dressed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, people used to dress up on airplanes, too.
Yeah, and baseball games.
Yeah.
You see that old footage.
Not Little League, though. I looked stupid when I dressed up.
No, you
also used to smoke there, too. Dress up and smoke
the
it up.
The players, too.
Yeah, right.
The dugout.
Right.
I kind of get that. Have you guys ever been walking down the street sometimes, and then you get that smell of a cigarette? And it's like, man, I hardly ever smell that smell anymore. It's
used
out
to be
in public.
Common.
Yeah.
It is weird when it's out in public.
It is. It's like, wow, I don't. I'm not used to that.
Right.
And I'm not naming names, but I can't remember who I was talking to, but they said that they were at a couple bars in the city and people were just smoking in the bar. And I said, that's illegal. You can't smoke inside a building.
If you pay the fine or whatever, you might be able to do it. I know the American Legions were running behind. Like, you could go into an American Legion. I don't know if you still can and smoke in there.
I thought it was in no building in the Chicago area.
I don't know. I got to check up on that. A lot of people are doing the vaping, though, so it doesn't really have that same
There's no smell.
Yeah, there's no smell there. But yeah, I'll be like, you know, 3-4 cars back at a stop sign, and I can smell it, you know, and it's incredible. I don't know if it's just we're more sensitive or it's just there's so little now that
there's ever
so
passed much less by a guy or a girl that you didn't know was vaping and they just look normal and then all of a sudden they become like a dragon and all the smoke comes out and you go, whoa, where did that come from?
It is weird.
You're like on Game of Thrones.
There's way more smoke coming from a vaping item than a cigarette
It's
like BJ and Dirty Dragon.
Fie on you. Fie. Where did that smoke come from?
That is bizarre. Well, I guess I'm just really mad that a mom, I have two boys too, and you just talk to your kids about what's appropriate and what's not.
We should ask her if it's okay to vape in church.
Holy smoke.
Oh, that was Pippin to Jordan right there. Right,
so at our church, like I said, this is back in the time when everybody was dressed pretty nicely for church. So then kids started to realize on a Sunday, if they had a Little League game afterwards, mm-hmm. they would wear their baseball uniform to church. And the elders of our church were just infuriated. Yeah. Sometimes they'd take a guy aside and go, you know, what you're wearing right now is very inappropriate. We're here to worship the Lord, and you're dressed in a New York Giants uniform, and that's just not going to work.
Sure.
Know? San Francisco Giants.
Sorry. San Francisco. Sorry. I was going to say, wow, how far back are we going here?
I went to church in the 30s. No, but I understand both sides, but I did feel like on those rare times where I was able to wear a Little League uniform to church, like, I'm showing these people that I got a job to do when this is over.
Well, so. We all know that, you know, Acts in the Bible was all about Jesus telling, well, actually,
A-X-E?
Was all about, you know, you're this is what you're supposed to wear to church and this is what you're not supposed to wear to church.
Is that what it is?
No, he never said that.
I didn't think so.
Bring me everyone. Cut a hole in the ceiling and
bring the children unto me.
Exactly. Cut a hole in the ceiling. Bring the paralyzed to me.
Yes.
I mean, it was never about what you were wearing or who you were or what you had done.
It's not a fashion show.
No, right? But I kind of pushed my kids into getting their confirmation, and then after that they can make up their mind, but I felt like my job was done.
Confirmation is the sacrament of making that decision.
I know. You listen to me. I know you tried to get out of it, but you ended up giving in to a nun. That is my job as a Catholic parent. Yes, I force them to get confirmed, and then when they are adults, they can make up their own mind. I want to stay Catholic, or you know what? I'm going to be a Buddhist. That's their decision.
Where's the smart money on these guys? What are they going to follow?
Catholicism.
They will? You think they will? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that's what I did, and it's maybe one. And if they don't, I don't care. But I felt that was my job, yes, to force them into it. And
when was their confirmation? What grade were they in?
Eighth. No. They made our school wait till freshman year, which was really annoying to me.
That's pretty late, right?
They want, you know, to keep the kids on the path to the straight and narrow, although I'm telling you that extra year just made it harder for the parents. It really did.
I'm sure it did.
So, yes, being confirmed is something where you decide to walk in the eyes of God. It's your own decision. Bill tried to get out of it. The head nun in charge,
Sister Janet, said, "I have a flawless record. Every student I've ever taught."
Because Bill said, "I'm not going to do it. I don't want to get confirmed." And she
explained that her record was not going to change. That I would still be taking. And I said, "But this is the sacrament where you decide whether or not you want to follow." And she goes, "Not here.
Not in my house either."
You're like Sister Janet.
I am, but you know, you're just bitter that you gave in to her, because for all these years you wish you didn't.
I'm reading this book on the conversions of actually athletes, you know, especially to Islam.
Yeah.
And you know, Muhammad Ali and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and even Mike Tyson when he was in prison, and kind of the change that they went through when they were seeking God. And it's an interesting read.
Do they mention Ferguson Jenkins at all?
They do not.
Because he had this weird year where he wanted to be known by a different name, a more religious name.
Did he?
And then
when, I don't think you were with me, Wendy, I was doing an opening day at Wrigley Field and Fergie was there, and I said, "Can I bring that up?" And he goes, "Oh no, absolutely not."
Was that a Nation of Islam thing? Was he?
I don't remember if it was Islam or a similar religion.
Okay. But he didn't want to talk about it.
Ahmad Rashad was another one. Ahmad Rashad.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, it was another one. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you.
No problem.
Greatly appreciated. We'll close up in just a little bit. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
I know know who Dick Orkin is, by the way.
Yeah. He's Dickie in the Dickie and Grandma
commercial. And he passed away.
He died, yeah.
And he still does, like, the tags for them.
He does the announcer voices, but...
There's a junior now.
Dickie Jr.
I don't hear him calling him Dickie Jr. I just call Grandma calling him Junior.
Yeah.
We'll have to listen again.
Listen in. I think you'll hear her say Dickie Jr. You'll hear her.
You wouldn't want to be a junior, would you?
No. Probably not. All right, that's it for our show for today. Tomorrow, the middle of the week, Wendy.
Already?
Yeah, you got the middle of the week tomorrow. Then Thursday, it'll be a little confusing on Thursday because of the White Sox home opener. There's no bonus hour, but there's more of us on the actual broadcast.
And come out and see us.
Please. Cork and Carry, right across from White Sox Park. All right, that's it. At the park. That's it for today. Bye, Wendy. Bye.
See you, Bill.